All right, we welcome onto the program Michael Acheson, author of True Sons, A Century of Missouri Tigers Basketball. And in addition, Michael contributed a Missouri voice about the border war to the 2009 Jayhawk Tip-Off Preview magazine. Michael, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Not a problem. I've got to ask, first of all, the border war, it's a rivalry and a history with so many great moments, and I realize this is a weighted question, but what does your gut tell you about the chances for another great moment in this rivalry on Saturday afternoon?
Well, history tells me more than my gut, and history tells me that games in Columbia against Kansas are almost predictably terrific, regardless of how good the Kansas team is. So there have been a lot of years where the Tigers have gone to Lawrence and gotten beaten pretty soundly and then have come to Columbia and beaten the Jayhawks. So I would suspect that we will see a good, hard-fought game that'll be close.
All right, for a rivalry that's been contested since 1907, I mean, the last 25 years alone have an incredible amount of memorable moments. I mean, there's, what, Lee Coward in 87, the Norm Stewart rocking chair in 2003, all the way to Zaire Taylor last year. If I had to ask you to pick out a top moment of the last 25 years or even a top five, could you even do it?
Well, I mean, I could work at it, certainly. It would be hard to pick a top one. I mean, you go to 1990, when both meetings featured Kansas at number one, and the Tigers won both of them and ended up at number one the next week. I mean, I think for sheer rivalry, one that's pretty interesting is the game in Columbia in 1997, when that Kansas team was undefeated and regarded as nearly as invincible as the 76 Indiana team. And Missouri had a dreadful season that year, ended up 5-11 in the league, didn't go to postseason play at all. But the Tigers won that game in two overtimes. And, I mean, that's the one thing that you can get out of a college rivalry that you can't get out of professional sports, where one game against one team can really impact how you think of a season, regardless of whether that season really goes anywhere. So that one would certainly rank near the top. And as, you know, as far as recent history goes, last year in Columbia certainly was special as well.
What exactly do you figure last year's Kansas game meant? Obviously what it meant to last season, but more so as a statement for what it meant, not only for Missouri's program, but for the Missouri-Kansas rivalry.
Well, I think it was a resurgence of that rivalry. It had been pretty lopsided in recent years. That was the first time that Mike Anderson had beaten Kansas. You know, Quinn Snyder had a couple wins over Kansas late in his career, but there was a pretty fallow run there during the middle where Kansas won pretty frequently. It allowed the Tigers to kind of stake, you know, their flag back on their own court. Through the Norm Stewart period, especially after the opening of the Hearn Center back in 1972, you know, Missouri really protected its home floor well in that series. And that had started to slip away, especially since Coach Stewart retired. You know, they stood their ground, and it didn't look like they were going to. I mean, they were down big in that game in the second half. But they just wore Kansas out until Zaire Taylor hit that shot.
And it seems like with them planting the flag at Mizzou Arena recently, you can go back to Christian Moody missing free throws and go all the way up to Zaire Taylor hitting the shot last year. And I guess these are memories that are permanently entwined in the rivalry. But are there moments or stories that you think might have gotten lost over time?
Oh, there are plenty. I mean, even recently, I don't think people probably recall how great Jimmy McKinney even was back in, was that 2004, 2005, I guess, made six or seven shots to beat Kansas, a good Kansas team. I mean, there have been moments when, you know, way back when Fog Allen and Sparky Stallcup nearly came to blows. I mean, quite literally nearly came to blows. And, of course, the moments like 1961 when Wayne Hightower and Charlie Henke really did. Which you can see on YouTube, and it's as violent a brawl as you'll ever see in a basketball game. But there have been lots. You'll recall, I mean, that 1994 game when the Tigers went undefeated in the Big Eight. I mean, nobody knew when Kansas came to Columbia that year what kind of season that was going to be, and Kansas was favored in that game, and I don't think anybody probably even remembers that game, but it ended up being a springboard to something else entirely. There's a book in that rivalry. I'll just put it that way.
Earlier you were touching on Norm Stewart and the opening of the Hearn Center and all of the history that goes along with that. And obviously that's so intertwined with the Border War rivalry itself. But how do you think the rivalry has evolved since the departure of Norm Stewart and into the Quinn Snyder and Mike Anderson eras?
Well, I think it's looked for its equilibrium because it's been a little bit all over the place. The first game in Columbia after Coach Stewart retired was a rout by Missouri. That was the game where Clarence Gilbert really sort of made a name for himself in his sophomore year. But after that, you know, Kansas really took control of it for a while. I mean, there were a handful of wins. Kareem Rush had a big game in 2001, but you know, Kansas won in Columbia in 2002, 2003, 2004, and really kind of wrestled control of the rivalry away from Missouri, and it became lopsided for a while, like it was back in the 1930s and 40s or 1960s when Bob Vannatta was at Mizzou. But what happened last year? And you know, and last year was the first one since Thomas Gardner scored 40 in that overtime game in 2006. Was it? It just, you know, put the stamp back on it because there was, you know, there was this chance for it to become diminished because I think it had over time. But with the resurgence of the program and especially the way the game went last year, I mean, there's a renewed intensity that I think the rivalry deserves because it is such a great rivalry, and it has been for such a long time. And I think it's good for Kansas, too, frankly. I think their fans, too, would tell you that everything's a little better when Missouri's good and when Missouri really challenges them because, I mean, that's part of the fun of college athletics.
Absolutely, and I know you made the case in Jayhawk Tip-Off. You were saying that, you know, maybe the folks in Bristol, Connecticut over at ESPN don't necessarily give the rivalry the panache or – you know, it's some of the flair that it'll give to Duke, North Carolina in terms of national perception. If you had to make a case to the national media about, I guess, not just the history of this rivalry, but the reemergence of this rivalry, how would you do it?
Well, I mean, I think I would tell them that maybe the reason that they don't get it as much is because they don't understand it. I mean, that's the great thing about rivalries. Rivalries are not national. Rivalries are local. Rivalries matter to the people who are in them. You know, there's that North Carolina Duke book that's, you know, the title, which is, you know, to hate like this is to live forever. And that's what it's really like here. And what most rivalries don't have, really, is a front line. There's not a city on the border of Ohio and Michigan where they duke it out. I suppose Cleveland, perhaps, but that's, you know, more of an Ohio city, certainly. You know, but you have here in Kansas City, you know, a place where, you know, where neighborhoods are divided, where people choose to live on a particular side of the state line because of it, where people look at each other with great suspicion, and it's wonderful. I mean, you know, it's fun, but it's something that people carry around with them. And so I think for a national media figure to get it, they need just to walk in the shoes of a Kansas fan or a Missouri fan for a while, spend some time at the Sprint Center during the Big 12 tournament or at Allen Fieldhouse or at the Missouri Arena and see what it's like. Because there is something that happens, and we'll see it on Saturday, there is something that happens in those arenas when those two teams get together, that's very palpable, and it's almost a little sinister. I mean, I have been at the games in Columbia before, and almost felt a little uncomfortable about how much everybody wanted it. And I think you saw that last year. The teams didn't play very well to begin with, and I think it's because everybody was too amped up because that game meant so much to everybody. And if and that's the kind of thing that you can't understand unless you've been in the building.
Well, that's Michael Acheson, author of True Sons, A Century of Missouri Tigers Basketball. Michael, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.